From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Slate's John Dickerson talks about his weekend following Barack Obama around Pennsylvania.
First, both Senator Obama and Senator Hillary Clinton are on a last frantic dash around that state before the polls open tomorrow in its Democratic primary. And both candidates made stops over the weekend in the Philadelphia suburbs.
The suburbs are often the place where close statewide races are decided, and this year may be no exception. Reporter Joel Rose made his own stop in the suburbs yesterday, and he filed this report.
Two dozen Barack Obama supporters carrying handmade signs march up and down a busy street on the border of Philadelphia and neighboring Montgomery County. March organizer Bob Galdo lives on the suburban side in a town called Windmore.
We're mixed with Democrats and Republicans, and all the Democrats so far have Obama signs.
All of them. None of your neighbors are going to vote for Hillary.
One is. And he put up his sign as soon as I put up mine.
The Democratic primary is pitting neighbor against neighbor all over Pennsylvania. But the stakes here are particularly high because almost 40% of the state's Democratic voters live in Philadelphia or its suburbs. Most observers are predicting a big Obama win in Philly and a strong showing in Pittsburgh, while Hillary Clinton is expected to carry the rest of the state. That leaves the Philadelphia suburbs, where neither candidate has a clear advantage.
Without further ado, please finish your packets and help me welcome Chelsea Clinton!
Yay!
About 100 Hillary Clinton supporters greet Chelsea Clinton at the campaign's office in Norristown. The former first daughter spent the afternoon knocking on doors in this blue-collar town about 20 miles west of Philadelphia. Many of the canvassers here came from New York or Washington, D.C., Katie Hafner traveled even farther.
I came from Fort Collins, Colorado.
How did you end up here in particular? Why
because
the Philly suburbs?
I'm on Hillary's Women's National Leadership Team, and they said Montgomery County was a key place to come, and they need to get out the vote.
As these suburbs go, so goes Pennsylvania. That's true in the general. I think ultimately it will determine who the Democratic winner is on Tuesday as well.
John Kennedy is a political scientist at nearby Westchester University. As recently as 2004, Republicans had a big advantage in the Philadelphia suburbs, but Republicans and independents changed their party registrations in droves so they could vote in tomorrow's primary. For the first time anyone can remember, Democrats here now hold a slight edge in registration. And John Kennedy says that makes the election tough to predict.
There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. Because of the dramatic increase in Democratic registrations in this state, and especially in the four suburban counties, you know, we're standing out here in Montgomery County, I don't think the polls are going to be able to and have been able to really capture what is happening.
So we stopped by a Dunkin' Donuts in Norristown to do some unscientific polling of our own. One of those newly registered Democratic voters is Mike Hoke of Skipack, Pennsylvania.
I did change parties, but I'm undecided right now.
What are the issues that are important to you?
The economy for one, the war for another, and I'm concerned about McCain's pro-war policies.
Hoke's wife, Mary Jo, is a longtime Democrat who's already made up her mind.
Obama.
I like him and I trust him. I don't trust Hillary at all. And I would hate to see her running.
The conventional wisdom holds that a majority of newly minted Democrats will also be voting for Obama tomorrow. But not all of them. Max Kozlov of Abington is a former Republican who switched parties to vote for Clinton.
She knows what she's doing. She knows how to defend us. She knows how to make us prosperous.
One thing that's evident from talking to voters here is widespread frustration with George W. Bush. Rudy Monaco isn't sure how he'll vote tomorrow, but he knows what he doesn't want.
I've been Republican, and I switched to Democrat. I don't want 8 more years like we've had.
That could be good news for the Democrats in November, no matter who they pick as their nominee. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Norristown, Pennsylvania.